Number 36. Mandatory retirement age varies from society to society, perhaps a reflection of economics, population pressures, or simply value systems. Indeed, retirement at 50 can probably be as easily justified as at 70. It is my belief, however, that the longer a naval person is allowed to work, the better for both the individual worker and the employer. Chronological age is not always a true indicator of ability. While some 65-year-olds may not perform as well as they did in their past, many workers at this age do just as well or better than they used to. People's suitability for position should be a reflection of their performance in the job, rather than the number of wrinkles or gray hairs they have. Employers concerned about the increasing age of their employees need only observe their work records. Those doing poorly may be asked to retire, but those as yet unaffected by age should stay on. Indeed, it would appear economical for an organization to retain its older employees when possible, rather than spend time and money on training new workers. Remaining in one's job for as long as one is able makes sense, as life expectancies increase around the world. As people live longer, they contribute more to society in the form of meaningful work, but they are also in need of income for a longer period. So, a mandatory retirement age of 55 for someone who is statistically likely to live to 77 becomes increasingly difficult to justify. Thus, workers who can still demonstrate their capacity to carry out their work should not be asked to retire simply because they have reached a certain age. Societies that insist on early retirement may do well to look again at their policies.